From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The House has passed the second half of its two-part effort to repeal the health care overhaul. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, lawmakers voted 253 to 175 to direct four House panels to create proposals to replace the health law.
The replacement resolution includes 12 goals lawmakers should aim for, including getting more people with pre-existing conditions access to insurance, lowering health insurance premiums, and prohibiting taxpayer funding of abortions. Before approving the resolution, the House also adopted a Democratic amendment that added another goal, finding a permanent solution to the continuing problem with paying doctors under the Medicare program. Democrats, however, still say the entire exercise is a sham. Since the Senate has no intention of taking up the repeal bill the House approved Wednesday, there's no need to replace the existing law. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
China's President Hu Jintao had dinner with Chicago officials and business executives tonight. NPR's David Wellness says the Chinese leader got an earful earlier in the day in a meeting with congressional leaders.
Unlike Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who'd earlier called President Hu a dictator, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry had nice things to say after meeting with the Chinese leader.
I think there's a change and a shift in there. Recognition of the role they need to play.
House Speaker John Boehner turned down an invitation to a White House dinner for Hu. Boehner did meet with him at the Capitol.
I did express my concerns about religious liberty. I expressed my concerns about intellectual property and the issue of North Korea. The president responded, and I would hope that the dialogue on all of these subjects will continue.
Boehner said he did not believe there was any discussion of China's controversial currency valuation. David Wellness, NPR News, the Capitol.
Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will be transferred to a rehabilitation center in Houston tomorrow. Her husband, Mark Kelly, says he's optimistic about his wife's recovery.
I'm extremely hopeful that Gabby's going to make a full recovery. I've told her that. She recognizes it. She's a strong person, a fighter. I mean, she is a fighter like, you know, nobody else that I know. So I am extremely confident that she's going to be back here and back at work soon.
Giffords was meeting constituents in Tucson nearly 2 weeks ago when she and 18 others were gunned down. Six of the victims died. The National Association of Realtors says home sales fell 4.8% in December, a slight improvement from November. Analysts are predicting there will not be a full recovery in the housing market for years to come. Economists say the anticipated job growth for this year is not likely to be brisk enough to improve the housing market. They also stress that foreclosures and distressed sales are further eroding property values and keeping homeowners from buying up. This is NPR News. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the nation's battle against organized crime is far from over. Holder says more than 100 reputed mob figures were arrested today in New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. He says the suspects are accused of crimes ranging from murder and drug trafficking to gambling and loan sharking. Holder says La Costa Nostra has found new ways to make money and overcome diversity. A new demographic survey by the Pew Research Center shows that white evangelicals are most likely to want to protect gun rights. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports that the survey also suggests that Hispanic Catholics are most likely to want gun control.
The Pew survey found that the people most in favor of gun rights are white men from the Southeast and Mountain States, evangelicals, and conservative Republicans. Three out of four Tea Partiers want limited gun restrictions. On the other hand, Hispanic Catholics and the religiously unaffiliated support gun control, as do African Americans, urbanites, New Englanders, and Democrats. The wealthiest and most educated Americans want gun restrictions, and so do the poorest and least educated. One statistic suggests why it's hard to change gun laws. 51% of registered voters favor gun rights, while 62% of those who want gun control are not registered to vote. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Asian stocks are mixed at this hour. Following losses on Wall Street, the Dow fell 2 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index was down 21 points, and the S&P 500 ended the day 1 point lower. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR.